Now, during his reign in the late 7th century BC, the tyrant Thrasybulus inaugurated a period of financial prosperity for Miletus. He encouraged the creation of colonies, and he also protected Miletus from attacks from the neighboring kingdom of Lydia, about which we'll talk more next time. But he was a ruthless leader, bent on maintaining his unconstitutional position. Now, a story that relates to him, given by the Greek historian Herodotus, reflects this. According to this story, Thrasybulus was asked by another Greek tyrant, a man named Periander from the city of Corinth, how to successfully maintain power. Thrasybulus didn't answer in words, but answered by entering a wheat field and swinging a stick to slice off the tallest stalks, intimating that the best way to stay in power is to remove any potential threats, anyone who gets too big or too tall. So we have to imagine that Thrasybulus was able to maintain power by getting rid of anyone who might cause him any sort of worry. Now, it was during Thrasybulus's reign and in the subsequent 6th century BC that an important intellectual movement developed in Miletus. This is today known as the Milesian school of philosophy. Now, these philosophers, sometimes they're called the pre-Socratics because they date to a time before Socrates. They're also sometimes called the natural philosophers because of their inquiries into the physical properties of the earth, water, and heavens. They're concerned with nature and natural phenomena. And these men, by studying natural phenomena, hoped to investigate man's role in the universe. Now, I think this is really remarkable because if we understand what is going on elsewhere in Greek thought, it was believed that the gods caused events to take place, caused the winds to blow, storms to occur, and so on. But these men, really with their investigations, served as a kind of transition from a mythical explanation of the world to a rational explanation of the world, a shift from myth to reason. As they explored this concept, the world was created and organized not by the personal impulses of gods, but by the impersonal, predictable forces of nature. And this is pretty revolutionary, I would say. And certainly, we don't know Thrasybulus's role in all this, but during this time of wealth and expansion of the city of Miletus, where colonies existed all over the ancient world, and consequently new ideas may well have been pouring into Miletus, it's at this time that these radical concepts develop. One of the earliest of these philosophers was a man named Thales from Miletus. And his focus was on the science of astronomy. And in fact, he was known to have successfully predicted an eclipse that took place in 585 BC. And this is actually a very important eclipse that we'll talk about more in our next lecture. What was important, of course, was that he could read the signs, read the motions of the bodies in the sky, and recognize that an eclipse would take place. But what was really critical was the fact that he could see it as an event of nature and not one created by a vengeful or terrifying god.